You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Korban of the poor man. So when he brings a bird, so it's brought that the wings should not be taken off. And then it's brought on the Mizbeach, and the feather and the wings, everything will be burned at the same time. So now here, Rashi HaKadosh explains that this is such a pleasant smell for Ribono Shel Olam. Have you burned the feather? Mizbeach Nichoach.
Yes.
So now here, Rashi HaKadosh says that there's a reason that we don't take off the wing. Why?
Because it becomes
so
small.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. So here the Ani, so obviously doesn't have any money. So what can he do? So now, if we take the wings and the feather off, how much is the bird is going to left? I mean, 15 gram, nothing. So it's a, you know, very embarrassing thing. So here, he makes it like a mehudar. So that means we don't want that the ani feels bad. So we leave the wing and the feather, even though it's such a terrible smell. But for Ribono Shel Olam, because when the ani brings this bird, he's, you know, melting. Melting, you know, from embarrassment. So this is such a great enjoyment from Ribono Shel Olam. Rabbeinu Al Sheikh HaGadosh, Zechuto Maran Aleinu, how it brings a very beautiful insight. It says, what's the difference between the poor man and the wealthy man?
Money,
yeah. So now, just imagine, after 120 years, they both go upstairs, right? They both up in Shomai. So how do they treat the wealthy? And then how they treat the ani? Same?
Yes.
No, he gave, let's say, $1 million donation. No, no. Why?
No,
to give donation is not good?
The poor man, very man.
Especially end of the month, you have to pay the teachers, you know. You don't know when the money is coming. How are they going to treat the Ashir?
Very well.
Yeah, you know, he bought an excellent tefillin for $2,000. You know, he would have put a mezuzah for $260 each. You know, he bought a tanit for $500. So why not? He gave such a respect. But the ani, miskin, you know, he had to borrow tefillin. You know, the talit he bought for $30. You know.
Ani?
No, but no, he gave as much as he was supposed to give. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I know, that's true. But the point of here is, he was able to do more chesed, more tzedakah. Here, Rabbeinu Al Sheikh HaKadosh says a very beautiful thing. He says, you know why we don't cut off the wing? Because in Shomayim, when he goes up, this wing, they're going to cover him. This wing that didn't cut off on Mizbeach. In Shomayim, when he goes up, these wings, they're going to cover right in front of him. Why? Because these wings, they're going to be Melit Stop. It's going to put up such good words for him that, you know, he could have said, hey, I'm ani, I cannot bring anything. You know what? Hashem Yarachem, Hashem Yishmor, you know, Hashem will forgive me. But he, even though that he was in such a stress, such a pressure, but still he brought the bird. So when the Torah also says that we don't take the wing off, because in Shomayim, in Olam Elyon, these wings is going to cover him. And Chas V'Shalom is not going to be embarrassed. So here we learn a very interesting thing. You cannot say, you know, everybody's doing it, so why should I do it? Why should I do it? No, everybody's doing. Everybody doesn't care. But here you see, you don't know in Olam Elyon what they're looking at you. Maybe there was only one Nakdishach in the whole Olam. Huh?
Only.
Just think about it, one moment. The whole Olam, maybe they said one Nakdishach. I hope they said more. But here you see the fact of the matter here is you never know. One action that you take, what the effect that has in Shamayim? What the clapping they're doing to you for you for Shamayim? What a joy you're causing in Shamayim. And that's what exactly Rabbeinu Avshei HaKadosh says. And here you see, you cannot say, I can't, I'm not able to, what can I do? No. Bring the bird. Why? Because the wing of the bird is going to cover you in Shamayim. Greater than the Ashir, greater than the wealthy man. Yeah, he had money, and then he did money in Chassadim. But you have a greater position, Shomayim, when you do whatever you can, when you do whatever that is able to do, the Yom Sholam gives you such a credit. Hashem is like, to be full of wings.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.